I'm Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief and News Reporter for WISS. Today I am joined by Sadie Ingenthron. She is with the City of Oshkosh. She's the Marketing and Fund Development Coordinator. I got that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sadie, you're joining us today because there's something really fun, and I do mean really fun. I've never seen a kid not love this type of activity. Coming up this weekend in Oshkosh at the Leach Amphitheater, it's Touch a Truck. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're going to have Touch a Truck out at the Leach Amphitheater on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's really just an event for people to come out, very family friendly, bring your kids, check out all the trucks. There's going to be 25 plus different types of trucks, fire trucks, garbage trucks. Mm-hmm. Diggers and things like that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this just isn't coming to see the fire trucks. This is coming to see all the cool things.
Yeah. Yeah. All sorts of trucks. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a kiddo who likes to get outside and maybe in the backyard with their toy trucks digging, this would be the perfect opportunity for them to come.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a really great opportunity for, families to get up close and personal with all the different types of trucks and meet the people that operate them and kind of form those connections with community members.
Oh, so that sounds really, really nice. So you've got, as you said, dump trucks, garbage trucks, fire trucks, all the people from these different businesses are coming together. Is there a charge to bring the kiddos in?
Nope, it's totally free. There will be different types of concessions that you can purchase, and there will be food trucks, but all admission and the different activities we have planned are all free.
Why is the city putting this on?
So the city puts this on every year, really just a way to connect with those people who are operating these types of trucks. It gives kids a hands-on experience. We know there's a lot of kids that love trucks. And also just is a free thing that we can offer the community. You know, we love to be able to offer these types of things for community members to come out and enjoy themselves and create connections. So
it is a good way to create connections, like you said, but it's also, and I think this is one of those fun little things that maybe parents don't realize, it's also planting the seeds for future growth in
Definitely.
Kids. You know, they see these trucks that they love so much, whether it be a fire truck or a garbage truck or a big, you know, mover, whatever those trucks are called, you know what I mean, that move all the dirt. The kiddos are like, that's what I want to do when I grow up. And I think that's one of the things that's beneficial for this type of activity.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's kind of like paving the way for the future, planting those seeds. So
absolutely. Yeah, I like that. So this is happening, as you said, Saturday.
Yes.
And it's at the Leach.
Yes.
What time is it again?
It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Is there anything that people need to bring or that any need to be aware of? Is parking going to be difficult at the Leach? Is there anything like that that they need to be aware of?
No, the Leach has a great parking lot, plenty of space available. So you can park right in there and free entry. So walk on in.
Are the trucks going to actually be like near the stage of the Leach?
Yep, so they're going to be right inside the gates, you know, where all the concerts take place and stuff.
So, So they're not even going to be in the parking lot. They're going to be in the Leach Amphitheater.
Yes, they'll be inside, yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Is there anything else about the activity or about the event that you want to mention that we haven't hit on?
There's going to be other free activities going on throughout, such as bounce houses and little games. We'll have a remote control racetrack, a dump truck sandbox, and some little kiddie vehicles that kids can ride on as well.
I love that. I have to say, this reminds me a little bit of a TikTok, of all things, a TikTok I saw recently that was a grown man playing with little remote control diggers and was actually, you know, digging and moving truck. He was just playing with toys. So this is also something for the adults, I think, as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I have to plug that we are still accepting volunteers for the event. So if you are interested in signing up to volunteer, our Facebook page has a post pinned right at the top, and you can click on the link there to sign up.
Is that the City of Oshkosh's Facebook page or the Leech
Amphitheater Facebook page?
The Leech Amphitheater Facebook page. Okay. Great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And I know you're going to have great success Saturday for Touch a Truck at the Leech Amphitheater from 10 till 1, correct?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, you can visit the Leech Amphitheater Facebook page and get information on the event and how you can volunteer for Touch a Truck in Oshkosh. It's Saturday from 10 until 1. Speaking of the weekend, here at WISS, we have a phenomenal weekend show called New Wisco Weekend. It's a radio news magazine that covers the things that make Northeast Wisconsin an amazing place to live. Our stories can be fun or serious. Feature and hard news. This weekend's show theme is all about fall activities, self-care, cancer awareness, and more. It's Prostate Health Month, and our cover story comes from Terry Barr, who talks with a prostate cancer survivor who decided he would celebrate turning 70 this year by running 7 5Ks across the state. It's also NICU Awareness Month, and we have a story on a new program for NICU nurses from Savannah Tomei Olson. On the fun side of things, our opening feature celebrates Miniature World Golf Day on September 21st. We visit an indoor miniature golf course, and we have a lighthearted commentary from Amanda Nimmer and, of course, Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week. Every week on New Wisco Weekend, we have a feature musician to wrap up the show. It's a great way to round out your week, get reset, and get ready for the next work week. New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 11 on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. You can also find it on the web at civicmedia.us. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
For real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, be sure to subscribe to the Valley Focus podcast on our website, wiss.fm. While you're there, you can find out what's going on in our community by heading over to the events tab. That's wiss.fm/events. You're listening to Valley Focus on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh Appleton.